We did.
Eventful.
You are 1 year older, Mark.
I am 1 year older, and as are you, Troy.
We're both 1 year older. Over Christmas, we both turned 1 year older.
Yep.
And so did the world, because the world always turns 1 year older at Christmas.
Yep,
that
so
arbitrarily set date.
Jesus as well.
Yes, if you believe in that.
Yeah, well.
If you don't, that's
cool,
good too.
Yeah.
You might not even believe in birthdays.
Still listen to the show, regardless.
Yes, because we got a jam-packed show.
Jam-packed.
We're excited because it's our first one back. We haven't been here in a month, in a bit. So what do we got today, Mark? We got the report, like always.
As always.
Only this time, we're doing it from a Canadian news source.
Canadian.
Yeah. Big stuff here. Beaverton. The Beaverton. It's a Canadian version of The Onion. So that's where we get all our news, because
yeah.
You are fake news. It's big in our world right now.
Huge.
Love fake news. If you've been following Donald Trump, he also loves fake news, which is all good stuff.
Great stuff.
We have a new segment for just today.
Yep.
Actually, why don't we talk about what today is for us, Mark? So when we were talking about the show, I said, all right, we're coming back Friday the 13th. We're going to be bringing the heat.
Yep.
And you said, boom, hot and cold.
Yes.
Bringing the heat, bringing the fire. Let's do it.
And a little bit of fire, a little bit of ice.
Exactly. Fire and ice. If you've seen our Instagram at willysworld_2, you can see that we are fire and ice. I'm ice because I got those cold veins. Mark's fire because he's lit right now. Absolutely lit.
Lit. I'm, how's your Facebook doing?
I don't know. I haven't checked. We're on a show. I'll check on commercials. True. So this is Williams in the Morning. Unrelated. Totally relatable. Real stuff. Just made up. Hot and cold. Fire and ice show. We're hot in here. We're getting you hot wherever you are, and it's cold outside. We got the report. Anecdotes from the past month that was.
Yeah. The break.
Bold predictions. Lyrical breakdown. Friend or foe, or for this segment, hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Webley update. Big Small League banters. Willie Weapon of the Week. Friday's 5. Did I miss anything, Mark?
No, I believe you didn't miss anything.
Weekend plans. That's awesome. What did we learn? We're bringing a new segment. What did we learn?
Yeah.
So hopefully we learned something, and so do you guys.
It's important to reflect.
It's always important to reflect.
Really good or the bad.
All right, let's get to the report. From the Beaverton. So this report, a lot of you guys listening are in that millennial demographic,
mm-hmm.
You know, 18 to 27.
Yep.
I had to throw 27 in there because I know there's a guy who's 26 that's listening.
Yeah.
So.
Ed Webbs.
Yeah, that's who it is. All right. Anyways, this is 5 ways to fool your family into thinking you're doing something with your life.
Oh, perfect.
Now, this could be a Friday's 5, but this is news, hard-hitting news, because they did some research
mm-hmm.
and actually studied this and didn't just make it up like we do.
Wow.
Yeah,
good for them.
Good
for the Beaverton.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, this is a way to trick your family into believing you're actually doing something with your life. Because we all know us millennials aren't doing anything with our lives because the world is just so tough on us. It's too hard to do anything.
Way too hard.
So hard. So sometimes it's difficult to make things happen. If you're a millennial, throwing your life away on technology, social media conversations, and a dream that you will one day be able to own your own house, being productive is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is. Luckily, looking productive can be easy if you're ready to take some charge, rise to the occasions, and fake it with all your heart. Love, fake it till you make it. That's a great thing to do. Here are 5 ways to fool your family into thinking you're doing something with your life. Number 1. Keep an organizer and file it.
Just fill it with everything.
You just need to carry it around so you look like you're organized. You don't actually have to be organized. Just look like you are.
Just throw some ink in there?
Yeah. Organized people have organizers. So if you want to be an organized person that looks productive, get an organizer. You'll need to fill it with sticky notes, appointments, things like even just, hey, gotta watch TV at noon. Hey, wake up at 4 in the morning.
Yep.
Just crazy things. Just make sure that it's out, visible, so people can see it. And think that you're being productive. Number 2, this one is a little more expensive than the first.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But worth it. Much better.
Number 2, get a secretary.
Yeah.
Once you've graduated from having an organizer and want to step up the illusion that you're important and busy, it's time to hire someone to do all that for you. You
Big
can
time.
Get them to arrange meetings, appointments, lunches, dinners maybe even.
Yeah, why not?
Anything that's important sounding to people who may or may not even exist.
Mm-hmm.
This way you'll appear busy to your family so that they won't even think you ate crackers for dinner and never actually left the house.
One of the best ways to fake having a secretary also is to always let phone calls go to voicemail, mm-hmm. and have someone else record your voicemail saying, "Hi, this is Troy Williams' phone. He is unavailable right now. May I take a message?" Boom. You look like you have your life together. Like,
oh, wow. Damn, this guy is really important.
Plus, if you get a secretary, you'll always have someone to talk to. Someone to laugh at memes with.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be great.
If you're into memes. You're not a big meme guy.
You're not a big meme guy?
No.
I love a good meme.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good one or a bad one, too, maybe? Or
well, just... I like memes.
Yeah.
Period.
So any of them.
Yeah, any of them. Number 3. Create convincing cardboard cutouts of other humans to interact. But you can't just seem to work, okay? You also need to seem to have a viable love life and social calendar. So you get a cutout of a girlfriend.
Yep.
Get a cutout of, like, two other friends. So you sit them in your room and you take some selfies with them. Like, hey, we're out on the town tonight. Or, hey, having a fun dinner. Boom. Looks like you're busy. Looks like you're doing things. Looks like you have your life together.
These days, it's really all about the social media appearance.
It's about the image rather than the reality.
Yes.
It's about the real stuff that you're making up.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with... You don't need to be... It doesn't matter. You
know? It really doesn't matter.
Get
a good picture of it, you're there.
Pretty much. Honestly. Photoshop your cell phone to figure skaters, boom, you figure skated. It's amazing. Buy a Fitbit, number 4. Everyone knows that the only most important people do lots of activities with their lives, and they have Fitbits. You want to track this stuff. It tracks your health, your athletic lifestyle that aims to stimulate your brain, mind, body, and soul. Get a Fitbit, track activities.
It's very true. Like, if I see someone with a Fitbit, automatically you assume that they're pretty active.
Yeah, boom. It doesn't even matter what it says, because no one's going to look at it, really. It's just like, boom, I have the Fitbit. Obviously, I'm getting healthy. I'm doing things with my life.
Yeah, I'm trying to be active. I got a Fitbit. Look at me.
Exactly. Fit for life. Fit fam.
Fit fam.
Fit fam.
Shred.
Shred. Fit a palooza. Fit a palooza. You going to Fit a Palooza this year, Mark?
Didn't know it existed.
Number 5. Start telling everyone you're a doctor.
If you really want respect, there's only one job title you'll need to appropriate.
Yep.
Next time, start calling yourself a doctor. It's one thing just doing this at parties, but if you really want to fool your family, well then, there are some easy steps you got to take. Number 1, you'll need to appear to be studying for the MCAT, and then have a party when you're apparently accepted in medical school.
Love it.
Number 2, after a few years of attending, fake some authentic-looking grad photos and diplomas. Easy.
So that's more than a few years, though. I'm pretty sure medical school is like another 4.
Yeah, it has to be like a multiple-year charade.
Yeah, wow. This is the long game, folks. This is in depth. This is good.
Then you're going to actually want to land a good residency at a prestigious hospital. Sounds hard, but could be easy. We don't know. Trust me, it'll all be worth it just to hear your family call you doctor. Remember, this is your life, so do it your way.
Yeah, you know, Dre...
Yep.
He never went to medical school, but he's a doctor.
Definitely.
So, you just fake it till you make it. And now, Dr. Dre, nobody even knows his first name.
No one questions that
it's
he's
just,
a doctor.
It's just Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
No one knows Dr. Dre's first name. And if you do, keep it quiet because he's a doctor.
Roy Halladay. He never went to medical school either, but...
Doc Halladay.
Nicknamed the Doc.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because he's probably a doctor.
His precision, maybe? I don't know.
Ooh,
steady baby. Hands?
Who I knows? Like those shirts that are like, trust me, I'm a doctor, you know? That's always funny. Always funny to wear to a party.
Well, now we know.
Yeah.
How to fake it till you make it.
Yeah. 1, become a doctor. A fake doctor. 2, get a Fitbit.
Yep.
3.
I can't remember them all, to be honest.
Wow. We are true millennials. 3, Mark.
Paper cutouts.
Paper cutouts, yes, so you look important like you're with people.
Yep.
Number 4, get a secretary, or at least fake that you have a secretary.
Yes.
Number 5, boom.
Number five.
Get an organizer. That's the easiest one. Get an organizer.
And the cheapest one.
Yeah.
Before you fake medical school.
It might be easier to fake a secretary, too. Like I said, just get someone to do a voicemail for you.
Yeah. If you fake it, then it's free.
You can automate your phone to reply to text messages right away.
Really?
Yeah, just you can be like, hey, busy.
Like preset?
Yeah.
Or when it calls?
When it calls, it can do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, not text. Like, when someone calls, you can automate it so it texts them back right away.
Gotcha.
Glad
we figured that out.
Yeah. All right. The report was brought to you by Snowplows. Thank you for slowing us down, but also speeding us up by clearing the snow. You know? Really? There's the good and the bad of the snowplow. You get behind it, frustrated a little.
Yes.
Because it slows you down. But if you're behind it, it means you're on the safe road. You know?
Yeah.
Which is good. It's always good to do that. Should we tell some stories?
Yeah, before we do that, just got to give a quick shout-out to our boy Nick Tetley. Watching, as always, and listening.
Friend of the show. Call in, request a meeting. Friend of the show.
Great smile on Tess. Tess, if you're listening, you got a great smile.
He does, actually. Whenever you see him around, he just smiles. More people need to walk around with a smile and their head up and exude some confidence, exude some personality, you know? Mm-hmm. You're sticking your head down your phone. You're not open yourself up to the world, you know? Embrace it. Be ready for people to interact.
Give him a smile, bro. Perfect. If you guys are only listening on Radio Laurier, you missed out on our smiles.
Yes. That's true. But you can imagine a smile if you're on radio. You just imagine me smiling. Go over to Instagram. You'll see my face. Mm-hmm. Now picture it smiling.
Yes.
Picture the picture smiling.
And we want to give a special shout out to everyone listening in Russia right now. Big fans in Russia. It's about 3 in the morning there.
Yeah.
So
we have 7, I hear.
Yep. 7 people in Russia.
From the Federation.
About 0.003% of their population is listening to our show right now.
Yeah. And also, coincidentally enough, 0.003% of our listening population. Crazy. It's crazy stuff. It's real, but it's just made up. So, Mark, let's talk about the Christmas break, the holidays that proceeded from the time of our last show, December 9th, to this show, January 13th.
Mm-hmm.
What happened over the break, Mark? Why did our show get pushed back 1 week?
So.
Yes.
We won't get into details.
I have a feeling it has a little something to do with some ice.
It does.
Wow.
You're right.
Segway.
December 29th. Walking home. On ice.
Yes.
Slip.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Around there.
Yeah. Conversation got boring.
Nice. slip, fall.
Shout out.
Hit my head. Knocked out.
Unconscious. You're unconscious.
Completely unconscious.
No way.
Yeah. Found by the African American fellow who plays the bucket drum.
Bucket man. Yeah.
Found me.
He woke you up.
Yeah.
He saved your life.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
Flagged the cop. Brought me home, realized how much I was bleeding. Hospital.
Hold on, so you slipped on ice.
Yes.
Completely passed out.
Knocked right out.
Bucket man came over to you.
Yeah.
Woke you up and flagged a cop for you?
Yeah, I think it's hazy, obviously, but...
Wow.
And I just remember waking up and that he was there and the cop was there and that was it. 6 staples in my head.
And you went to the hospital, you got 6 staples in your head.
Yeah.
Wow, Mark.
In the morning, though. I had to wait till about 8:30 in the morning.
Well, yeah, they got to wait till you're sober.
Yeah. Crazy.
That is crazy. What did Ma and Pa think of this?
Well, Ma and Pa probably listening right now. They were a little worried, obviously.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too impressed.
No, I mean, scary situation.
Yeah. Frightening. We're glad you're back. We're glad you're okay.
Thanks.
Did you learn anything from it? Or we'll get to that later.
Yeah. You know? What we learn segment.
We'll get to that later. Teaser! Boom! Radio!
That just means my mom has to keep listening for the whole show. So she hears what I learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one more fan.
One more fan.
Of the millions, one more that's got to stick around. All right, my holidays didn't quite have any negative effects like yours.
Okay.
But, so it's been about, the 23rd annual Road Hockey, January 31st, what's that? New Year's Eve Classic took place again. At St. Matt's Public Secondary School. St. Matt's is not either of those. St. Matt's, it's a school.
Elementary school.
Yeah. And we, it was snowing that day, if you guys remember. January 31st, New Year's Eve, it was snowing.
Yep.
Or it snowed the night before. Anyways, we shoveled out a full-size rink, 100 by 80. Full-size rink on this tarmac. Boom. Puck, ball dropped. Ball dropped, boom.
Ball dropped as in hockey ball or
hockey ball.
The New Year's Eve
the
ball?
The tennis ball.
Okay.
Dropped, and we played ourselves a little game of road hockey, and it's a classic. I lost. My team lost, but it was fun. Couple accidents. Some people slipped. Couple wobblers, poppers, you know?
Yep.
Couple of drink skis, and we had ourselves a little time.
Little time,
and that's what the holidays are about, getting together and having a time.
What'd you get for Christmas? Any good gifts?
I got a beautiful watch.
Nice, that you're wearing right now.
Yeah, right here, this one. I got some cologne, Polo Red.
Okay.
Pretty delicious smelling. Grapefruit inspired. Love it. I got a tie clip.
Oh.
Yeah, went fancy.
Good style.
What else did I think that? Oh, and I took a little trip to Niagara Falls. Lost some money gambling. So that was Christmas.
Gambling. Tough business.
Hey, if you're in it, you're in it to win it.
But if you're not in it?
You're not going to win it.
Nope.
So the only way you can win at gambling is if you play.
Miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yes, exactly, Mark.
Wise wisdom from Mike.
All right, let's get to our lyrical breakdown. Let's get closer to the music.
Boy, do we have a good lyrical breakdown song.
Yes, 100% the best. So, lyrical breakdown today is sponsored by Icy Hot Patches, Red Hots Hot Dogs, Less Tasty Cousin.
Yeah, don't know what any of that means.
So, Icy Hot Patches are patches you put on that go from fire to ice to help soothe muscle aches.
Right.
Red Hot Hot Dogs are the little hot dogs that come in the package of 8 that people often cook around fires or on the barbecue.
Yep.
And from my experiences, Icy Hots don't taste as good as their cousins, the Red Hots.
From your experience.
From my experience, yeah. So our lyrical breakdown today is Katy Perry, Hot and Cold. And
great song.
Let's get close to the music.
I wonder if Oggs is listening. You remember when the dogs would text each other every time Katy Perry came out?
Oh, big time.
Alien.
Man, how do I need to... It said my storage is full, Mark. What does that mean? Do you know what that means? My storage says it's full. Do you know what that means?
I don't know what it means. Come on, man.
Can I finish it? First segment? Done? Boom. Finish. Ending the video.
Cold.
Hot and cold. Today's theme of the show, fire and ice.
Fits perfectly.
Check us out on Instagram, willysworld_2.
Yep.
Boom. Figure skating, fire and ice. We won that competition too, eh? Shining our gold medals.
Well, that fire and ice, actually, fun fact, was to qualify for the Montreal Winter Games.
Yeah. Coming up this summer. See you there, Facebook Live friends. All right, so let's get into it. Hot and Cold, Katy Perry. This song is 9 years old now.
Yep.
So you were telling me a little anecdote about a friend of the show who you used to always text about Katy Perry songs when they're on the radio.
Yeah, my boy Oggs. If, I don't know if you're listening, if you're one of the 39 people watching our Facebook Live right now.
And one of the 72 listening on Radio Laureate.
Yep. I'm sure he is, because he's a good, he's a vote.
100%.
And, Oggs and I,
in share our, this one on our Facebooks again.
In our younger days, used to text each other every time Katy Perry song came on the radio. That's a little embarrassing, but we were huge Katy Perry fans.
You know what? Honestly though, Mark, don't be embarrassed by that. If you love it, you love it. You know? Love it, thanks, kind of thing.
Just need to be myself.
All right, so Katy Perry, she is a genius, lyrically. At least according to this song. So let's start it off. Hot and cold. You change your mind like a girl changes clothes.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, you initially said, come on, Katy Perry, 2017. Like,
you can't be saying that.
Yeah, sexism. But
guys change clothes.
Guys also change clothes. You change your clothes like somebody changing their clothes day to day throughout the week.
Yes. Unfortunately, it doesn't really flow
no,
well.
No, no, no.
But...
yeah, you PMS like a dog, I would know.
Because
and you overthink, always speak critically.
Cryptically.
Cryptically. Whoa! Wow. Little hidden message in the cryptics there. The crickets. Crickets. Crickets.
So,
what do you think? Verse one, what do you think?
She's saying girls can only change their clothes a lot. And B,
girls can only be.
She's calling herself the B word.
Yeah,
she would know. Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow, a little backhand.
So she's talking about her significant other. In the video, it depicts a male.
Yep.
Basically saying you're acting like a girl. Quit it.
Yes.
Like you're changing your mind. Like girls change clothes.
Yeah.
She's relating to a girl.
Yeah.
She says he's PMSing, which is.
It's a fact of life.
I don't think that's a real fact of life, actually. But there's hormone. Let's not get into that.
We'll get
let's
that.
Move on.
That's for another day.
I should know that you're no good for me. Oh, Katy Perry, you should know.
Yeah.
Come on. Realize this stuff, people. If you're in a relationship, a toxic relationship, get out of there. You're better off not in it.
But before you leave, write a song.
Yes.
It'll be a hit.
Yes. More people should write songs. Post them on the internet.
You think?
Well, not perform them. Just write them.
Just write them and throw out the lyrics?
Throw out the lyrics.
Like on the internet.
On the
internet.
Throw them
up.
Yeah. Unless they're horrible, in which case other people might throw them up. Chorus. Boom, Mark. Because you're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out. You're up, then you're down. You're wrong, then you're right. It's black and it's white. We fight, we break up. We kiss, we make up. You don't really want to stay, no. But you don't really want to go. Oh. You're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out. You're up, then you're down. What do you think of the chorus, Mark? Boom. Pretty decent.
Love the rhymes. I mean, it repeats itself twice, but that's okay.
Oh. She's like, it's a haiku, I'm pretty sure.
Is it?
I think it might be a haiku. Honestly, I think it might be a haiku.
I think there's some good messages in there.
Like, I'm not kidding. I think Katy Perry wrote a haiku in her chorus for the song. Because that's how haikus work. Isn't it?
I was never a big haiku
guy. Verse 2. We used to be like twins.
Just like twins.
Just like twins, yeah.
So in sync.
The same energy.
Now it's a dead battery.
Charge that shit, Katy.
Yeah.
Charge that battery up.
Nowadays, we can charge batteries. Maybe back then in 2008, you couldn't
charge
them.
You just threw them away in the landfill.
Yep.
Let that stuff rot. Now we charge it. Charge it up, charge it up.
We used to laugh about nothing. Now you're playing boring.
Man, you gotta keep that spark.
Yeah.
Find that fizzle.
Find that firework.
Ooh, hot.
Katy Perry.
Yeah. Of course. Someone call the doctor. Okay, of course happens. We already went over that.
Yes. Yeah.
Boom, verse 3. Someone call a doctor. I got a case of a love bipolar. Stuck on a roller coaster. I engaged off this ride. This is a very up and down song. It's going back and forth. It's moving around, left to right.
Literally, hot and cold.
Yeah. Mark, my computer's broken. Overall, so far, what I'm getting from Katy Perry is that she needs a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
She has temperature swings in her body. That isn't healthy.
No. Not at all.
Yeah. Katy Perry, you're sick, okay?
Get help.
Get help. Not meant like, you're find some help. Get healthy. Okay?
We're
we want
you.
Yes, we're worried. We want you to get healthy. Since you're listening, Katy, we're here for you. If you need help from us, tweet or text us.
She hasn't really done a lot lately, eh?
No, she has been a little quiet. I think, isn't she in love?
Is she?
I think she's dating someone, and they might just be, you know, she made her money. She's just chilling for a bit.
Now it's just a hot relationship, not a hot and cold.
Oh, maybe that's the thing. She's like, I ain't going to write hot love songs. No one cares about that.
No, nothing to write about.
It's all about the breakup, the hardship love songs.
Mm-hmm.
People can relate more.
Always.
Always. So, Katy Perry, hot and cold. Is that on the hot list, Mark, or the cold list?
Hot list.
Hot list. Yeah, that's a hot track. Spin it next party. People will be like dancing.
Yep.
They'll love it. Thanks. You're welcome. No problem. All right, bold predictions, Marcus. What do you think?
Well, our first one was that we get a text or a Snapchat at some point during the show saying, you guys are still doing that?
Yeah. Hasn't happened yet.
No, luckily.
Yeah. So people are, they know we're still doing it, which is good. That means our social media advisors and managers mm-hmm. are doing their jobs and they're getting out there, spreading the word, so people still are into it.
Our secretary.
Yeah.
She's doing a great job.
Yeah. Somebody.
Filling up our planners.
Somebody call our secretary. Mark, bold prediction. Mark goes to the gym after this show.
Yep.
Mark goes to class after this show. Bold prediction.
We just confirmed that we are both doing
both.
Yeah,
we both have gym and class together today, so boom.
Done.
It better be the case.
So now we already got one bold prediction true. 50-50.
Well, we don't know yet. Time will tell.
I guess time will tell, yeah.
But it's looking good.
Looking real good right now.
Bold prediction number three. Mark doesn't slip on ice this weekend.
That is bold.
I know. Because it's tough. I mean, slipping on ice happens. I'm not saying you fall. I'm just saying slip.
Yeah, true. Like, even like a little like leg jolt?
Boom, leg jolt.
I'll probably do that. I think everyone's going to do that if it's icy.
Yeah, if it's icy hot.
Icy hot. Don't eat them. They're not hot dogs.
No. Bold prediction number four. Leafs win tonight. They're playing the New York Rangers. First game back from their layoff. What do you think?
What do you think of the layoff, first of all?
I like the layoff. I think it's good. It leaves some time for us to kind of step back and then get excited for it again.
Yeah. Kind of breaks up the season. Hey?
Yeah, and I think it's good for the players. You know, they're playing a lot of hockey. They're busy guys.
Yeah.
The teams are busy, so it's a nice little break for everyone to kind of reset.
Recharge their batteries.
Yeah, plug in.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you unplug.
Unplug.
You know?
Oh,
you go yeah. off the grid for a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. So, bold prediction. This break is here to stay. People love it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. Bold prediction. Pittsburgh Penguins win the Stanley Cup back-to-back years. I think so. That's my block. That's my pick right now.
Really?
Yeah. That 87 guy, you know who I'm talking about? 87?
Yeah,
not 97.
Malkin.
87. Yeah, Evgeny Malkin.
Yeah.
He is going to put this team on his back and carry them to the playoffs.
He's the real deal.
And the Stanley Cup. That's my bold prediction. Hey, if you don't like it, let us know. Tweet us. Instagram us, write on Facebook, tell us who Stanley Cup, your bold prediction for the Stanley Cup. It's a 30-1 shot.
Well, they got better odds probably because they're...
No, well, yeah,
it's
but...
It's 1 out of 30.
But yeah. No.
I think...
Who would your pick be, Mark?
I don't know.
Come on, you're really slowing down the show.
Well, I don't know. I'll say... Some from the West, for sure.
Mm.
I'm going to say Chicago wins it again.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That is bold.
You think?
Well, kind of.
They got some good players.
They do have some good young players.
Shout out.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
To? Kona. Shout out Kona. He is a good young player.
Yep. Curled up by the fire.
Yep. Listening to a couple of... Williams is this? Talk about nothing.
On his favorite ottoman, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Curled up on the blanket there.
That's not an ottoman.
No, looked like an ottoman to me.
Well, but a blanket's different than an ottoman.
No, I know that, but the blanket is on top of the ottoman, I
think he was on the ground.
Was he?
Well, he's a dog. Bold prediction. Kona is on.
If we can get confirmation
yeah,
on that,
we'd love
some
confirmation on
please.
That. So tweet us your bold predictions. Let us know what you think is going to be bold that's happening. 2017 bold prediction, Donald Trump impeached. kicked out of office before year's end.
You think?
Well, bold, at least. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to do. It's not an easy thing to get a president kicked out of office.
No, definitely not.
Or him resign. Not easy. Not very
easy. Especially likely. A guy like that.
Yeah. Well, might be easy with a guy like that.
I guess easy to kick him out. Probably not easy to get him to resign, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
None of our beeswax, really. Yeah.
Check back in. We'll let you know how the bull predictions went.
Got to listen to the show.
You got to.
For four more years.
For what? Oh, yeah. Every week for four more years. We've been signed. Friend or foe of the show. It's another segment we love to do.
Love it.
This segment's sponsored by the Friend Alliance of the Buddies. Mm-hmm. We love hugs.
They love hugs. High fives.
Best buddies. Best buddies.
Handshakes.
Best buddies.
Do you always hug your best buddy, though?
I like to clap, bring them in.
Yeah, you know? Nice.
That's one of my big moves.
It's like one and a half handshakes.
Yeah, it's like we kind of handshake, we kind of hug, but yeah. We're not committed to either because we're cool, we're chill.
Yeah. Now, are you more of a, like, you go straight in with that, like, sidearm thing? Or are you kind of like a, you go for the handshake first and then kind of pull and twist at the same time, you know? You know what I mean?
It's like a hand slap in the middle.
Yeah.
Embrace. Boom.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay. And I always, my head, you know, you always got to know what way your head's going.
For sure.
So you don't bump noggins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the last thing.
So I think that actually is an international rule. Head always goes to the left.
Left?
Of somebody. I think so.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because you're shaking with your right. That
just seems odd.
That would be weird. Maybe you shake with your left, though, and you're weird. So.
That's true.
Hey, to each his own. Maybe friend or foe of the show, shaking with your left hand.
Maybe you got something in your right hand.
Big time, foe. Shake with your right, people. Ice. Friend or foe? Ice.
Foe.
Foe.
But
friend.
Friend and foe.
Maybe so. Ice in a hockey-related matter or in a drinking-related matter? Friend.
Yeah, nothing like an ice cold water with ice in it.
Nothing like putting ice in a alcoholic beverage is what I was referring to.
Right, not always about alcohol.
Not always, but a lot of the time it is.
My mom was giving me a hard time because I slipped on ice and she said, all those hours you spent on the ice.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
Couldn't save you from falling.
I mean, you were a goalie though, so.
Goalies spend the most time on the ice.
Yeah, but you're not moving, really.
That's right. We're not having this conversation right now.
But come on, think about it.
Nope.
You don't, whatever. You're not getting hit. You're not having to move up and down. You're just in one spot. Surveying the crease.
Up and down, sure.
Well, you get up and down, but you're not moving up and down the ice is what I was referring to.
Delayed penalties? Come on.
Did you see the World Junior goalie? He fell. He couldn't skate.
Did you hear what he said after?
He said he was nervous or something, or he looked up. What'd he say?
Yeah, he said he goes, first of all, I was flying.
Not literally, figuratively.
Yeah, figuratively. And then, he looked up, and I guess no one opened the door. So we got, like...
nervous.
Yeah, and toe-picked and...
Whew, fell. Fire, friend or foe?
Friend.
Friend of me.
Friend, but not if it's in your house.
Well, like, no, that's a fire.
Well, it's still fire.
Yeah.
So now.
I think friend is... fire is friend. Insurance, man. You burn your house down, you're collecting insurance, so yeah. It's a friend.
But possible death.
Well, no, that's burning.
Okay, but yeah. It's
fire,
by
friend.
Way of fire.
Cooks my food. I have a gas stove. Cooks my food. Fire. Boom. Warms me up. I got a fireplace in my basement. Keep me warm when I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
Fire. Boom. Marshmallows. Roasting. And then there's nothing more romantic than curling up to the fire with someone, you know? Outdoors, indoors. Oh, it's too real. Chromed out mirror. I don't need a windshield. You know?
All
right. Cheering at the bar. We were together. Well, we weren't together. We were in the same spot.
Yes.
For the gold medal game,
yeah.
Canada versus USA.
Yep.
Canada lost in the shootout.
Yep.
And we talked about cheering in a bar, friend or foe.
And I said foe.
We had a little different take on this, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think cheering when something actually happens, such as a big hit or, more importantly, a goal,
mm-hmm.
friend. Go ahead and cheer for that stuff. But... not cheering necessarily, but you were pointing out that, like, yelling or, come on, ugh!
Yeah.
No, you're at a bar.
Yeah.
Even at home, that's a foe, but...
yeah, for sure.
Watch the game. Cheer when something good happens.
Yeah, like, I didn't mind a little clap or a little, you know, like, high-five your buddy or something if they score.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like you said, like, there was this older gentleman who was literally like yelling at these teenagers playing.
Mm-hmm.
With his family. He was with his family.
Obnoxious.
Yeah. I was like, come on, man.
Like, it's not changing anything.
No.
There's actually, well, get to that maybe later. So yeah, don't cheer at a bar unless something good's happening.
If you're with your buddies, I got no problem.
Yeah, I had a table of 14 of us there.
Yeah.
So we were getting some rowdiness going on.
Yeah, which is
pretty
fine.
Sure I spent $100.
Tough night.
Well, fun.
Fun night.
Friend or foe, this hectic final semester.
Well, to be determined, but I'm going to say friend so far. I like my classes. We got two classes together, which is friendly.
Very friendly.
And I'm going to give it a shot. We're going to give
it
a shot.
Is this your last semester too?
I got one more after.
Yeah, I'm done after this one. So
wow.
It feels hectic, just mentally. Not like physically it's the same as all the other semesters, but mentally it's like, oh,
yeah,
I got to get this stuff done. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
There's no turning back now.
Nope.
Onward to the bridge.
Can't start over.
So it's a friend for me. It's hectic, but it's a friend. Sweet potatoes and Caesar salads, why do they cost more, Mark? Friend or foe of this?
Well, I don't know, but...
Like, why?
Yes. Why do they cost more? That's just...
Why do they cost more? It makes no sense. Why does a Caesar salad cost more?
Maybe you're paying for the Caesar sauce.
Did you know Caesar sauce has artichokes in it? Or anchovies? Or one of the two?
What?
Yeah.
Probably not anchovies.
I'm pretty sure it's anchovies. I remember screwing this up when I brought this up.
But anchovies are fish.
Yeah. I went to Beer Town on New Year's Day and got a Caesar salad, and I was like, this tastes like fish. And the gentleman I was sitting with, who's a chef at a restaurant, said, yeah, there's anchovies in it. Anchovy,
what?
Yeah. They put anchovy or I don't know, they put something in it that's fish flavored. Pretty sure it's anchovies.
I don't know, that sounds fishy to me.
It is pretty fishy, I know. We'll have to look it up. Or somebody, hey, if you're listening and you know the answer.
You got the answer.
Tweet, text,
Snapchat,
Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram message.
Telegram. Anything.
Carrier pigeon. Man, I would
Chucky.
Love. How cool would it be to have a carrier pigeon? People like send carrier pigeons.
That'd be cool, but I don't think it would be ever possible. Like,
why? Carrier pigeons exist still.
I don't, what?
No. People still have carrier, 100%.
No way.
How
does a pigeon know?
I don't know, they train them. Man, that's how they used to communicate.
No way.
Back in the day.
No way.
Yes. What do you think? They made this up? This is like one big conspiracy theory all over time?
Yes.
Pigeons. Carrier pigeons. No.
Yeah, why pigeons?
Because they fly.
Yeah, why not another bird?
What kind of other bird are domestically found in cities that you can train?
Robins.
No, robins are antisocial birds.
Do they?
Yes.
I don't know.
They're exclusive.
I've been to a couple good robin parties.
Anyways, if someone could answer why Caesar salads and sweet potatoes cost more rather than just greed from the restaurant industry, let me know. Friend or foe, the New Year's Eve party countdowns.
Foe.
Yep. Foe. Friend, though. It's kind of cool. I don't know, foe. This year we missed it. So I was at a house party for the New Year's Eve, and the gentleman whose house we were at turned on the TVs to get it set up for us.
TVs,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he put it on a Chicago station. Chicago's in a different time zone than us. And the feed that they had of New York's Times Square was delayed to the midnight in their region.
Okay.
So you can see how this anchovies. Boom. Anchovies.
Wow. Nice. Confirmed.
It's anchovies.
Anchovies and Caesar salad.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Caesar.
I guess. That's why you don't like salad dressing. So anyways, yeah. So we had the TVs. And he put it on the Chicago feed, which was delayed because they're in a different time zone.
Right.
So at our midnight, they were still showing the pre up until the ball drop.
No
so
way.
Literally, everybody's gathering around midnight, and we're all like, we're all fired up.
Yeah.
We're like, oh yeah, cool. Like, we're all together. I was pouring champagne for people passing it out. We're all getting all ready.
Yeah.
Goes to commercial at 11:59.
No.
And everybody's like, what? Like, are they going to come back right at 12 and just fire it up and get it? No.
Yeah.
Commercial all the way through. Everybody's looking at each other, laughing. It was awesome. Hilarious stuff. I can't make that up either. That's real.
Real
100%
stuff.
Factual.
Wow, my New Year's was just spent at home because of my head.
Well, that happens. You know, when you fall on ice and get 6 day bills, sometimes you gotta stay in.
You really just gotta make a sacrifice for
night. Yeah.
Just happened to be New Year's Eve was the night that I had to sacrifice. But that's okay. Good thing about New Year's Eve, comes once a year.
Yeah, that's true. True. We should have a true or false segment and just go over stuff like that.
Well, next week.
Yeah, maybe. Friend or foe, last one of the segment before we take a commercial break. Trees.
Friend for me. I mean, oxygen, paper.
Foe for me. They get in the way sometimes. You can't see.
But they're part of the view.
Yeah, you're right. Trees are awesome.
Think about the world without any trees.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have desks.
Probably wouldn't have air in our lungs.
Well, there's other plants that create oxygen. But you're right, yes, trees make up... Trees would probably be the biggest part.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a big tree and tried to hug it?
Yeah, actually we have a tree in our backyard.
That you hug?
Whenever I'm feeling down.
The tree's the only thing that'll hug you back.
But we actually did have a competition one day whose arms could fit around it the most.
Oh my god. Who won that?
I think Alex did. I don't know. He's a tall guy.
Hey, we got an AA meeting coming up.
Yeah, when?
10:30, I told him.
10:30. Perfect. Ooh,
AA meeting, 10:30.
Awesome.
I think we're done, though, for segment two.
Yep.
Here's Lloyd Banks on fire.
The clean version.
The clean version. Extended version. Hey guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this momentous occasion.
Appreciate it.
James, you'll skate Cherry Cup. That's not bold. You know you're a lock. You're a shoo-in, buddy. Shoo-in!
Oh,
is this the new Facebook? It's just because my thing's on.
Oh, my hell.
Ark, I'm scared. What is this? I do not like the way this is set up right now.
Should we turn it off for the people listening?
Why is my Facebook like this? Oh, here we go.
Up in here, it's burning out. We on fire. She's looking up, we looking too high. Up in the spot, we on fire. Let me move on fire. What you say, you get loose. Let me move on fire. Can you do a question? Do a question
here? Yeah. First night, I ain't gonna call her. Trying to play, trying to have my daughter, but I can't blame her for what her mama told her. And I don't care what the next order, cause I ain't putting no against in her. I got a diamond that's about as clear as water, and I got rib, and I ain't spare the quarter. So come to games, mom, let's go in the back. Matter of fact, turn your ass round back at the end. And I ain't biased when I'm riding through town, like I'm small, like I'm tall, like I'm black, like I'm brown. She gotta be able to come when I. Hey, thanks for listening to segment two. I'm gonna start segment three up shortly. More than 100 people have tuned in during our podcast. We're killing it. The song is good. What do we have on the side, Mark? Can you write what we have on the side? We got Mike Webley update. Big League banter. Weapon of the week. Weekend plans. AA meeting. Might be, that might be in segment four. Just say that's in segment four. Boom, Lloyd Banks on fire. Just like us. El Fuego.
El Fuego? Does El Fuego mean on fire? Or the fire?
I think it means the fire.
Yeah, fair enough.
But we're on fire. We're the fire. It's all the same stuff. It's real. It's just made up. So we have, right now, Mike Webley update. Mark?
There you go.
How's our Mr. Webley doing?
Webbs, he's been in a little better mood since the break. I mean, not like that guy really needs a break from anything.
But, yeah, he told me he's in one class this semester.
Yeah, one class. Just kind of hangs out with us.
That's awesome, though.
It's a dream, really. But, yeah, no, he's doing well. Still a foe, though.
No, a friend of mine. I've seen him in the gym a bunch of times while I'm working. Friend. Yeah. Man, we talk. We high-fived. He made a joke. I made a joke. We both laughed mutually at each other's jokes. There's a lot of respect going on between me and him. He's on my friend list, Mark. He's climbing my friend list.
Spoke. Well, Webley. Wesley.
That's fine.
But.
Hey, Mike Wesley update. How's he doing?
Well, let me tell you about Mike Wesley.
Yeah, tell us about him.
Boy, is he ever a friend.
Did you share it again?
Man, you're good. Just figuring out how to here.
So, but yeah, I'm telling you, Mark, he's becoming more and more of a friend of mine, and apparently he's going further and further down your list. But of my 1,265 friends, he's in the top 1,000. Pretty crazy.
He's in the bottom 200.
Well, I don't want to shame them, but they know who they are. They know. They
tell you one person
know who
is not in the bottom.
Who?
Kona.
No. Kona. No. Top 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Top 50?
Well, dogs are awesome.
Where am I?
Top 75.
Ouch, that hurts.
No, Mark, come on. You should be proud of yourself.
You think?
Of 1,362 friends, you're in the top 75. That's a big accomplishment for anyone.
It actually is.
Huge.
I gotta stop being selfish.
Yeah.
Just realize.
Embrace the moment.
Okay, so that was our Mike Webley update. Quick, short, sweet. We also got introduced to Mike Wesley.
Yeah.
Should we do a little
Mike Wesley.
Willie's weather update?
Yeah, how's the weather out there, Mark?
It was a little cold when I was driving here. I did have to drive because...
I walked here from the corner of Albert and University.
Not far at all.
It's probably the same distance from where your house is to this place.
Fair enough. But yeah. My car was last, so, you know, figured. It was pretty cold. Now
yeah.
It's warming up. It's actually a toasty 14 degrees outside right now.
Minus 14. But we're bringing the heat on here, so tune in. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat.
Yep.
Check us out. Instagram, Willie's World_2. Check us out on Twitter, WillDog2Gs30.
Yep.
TWillis_7. Check us out on Facebook, at Williams Mornings, and you can check Radio Laurier out on everything, at Radio Laurier.
Yep. And we're Facebook Live right now.
Live.
Live on the book.
Yeah. Live on the F book.
The F book.
The old F book. So do we want to talk about our weapon of the week?
Shout out Clutter. See that you're watching right now. Appreciate it.
Klutzy.
Wow. Big game tonight. We'll get to that in the minor league banter.
We're about to get there.
Yep.
We
got to talk about the
Let's do big league banter first. Yeah, good call. Okay. Big league banter. Brought to you by Big and Tall, Big People's Store for Big People.
And tall people.
Yes.
Just large people.
Yeah, Big and Tall. Hey, if you're big, if you're tall, we got underwear for you. We got pants for you, shoes, shirts, sweaters, hats, gloves.
Underwear.
I already said that.
Wasn't listening.
Didn't say socks, though.
Socks.
Yeah, we got socks for you.
Hats?
No, I didn't say hats. Oh, I did say hats, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you really got it all covered.
Well, no. You know who has got it all covered? Our friends at the Big and Tall Shop. Hey, use our promo code.
Yep.
Big Williams, Small Williams. Big Williams, Tall Williams, sorry.
Yep.
Boom. 2% off all purchases.
2%?
2% off all purchases.
Oh, we're moving up.
Yeah. That's better than our nope. no percent off earlier when you mentioned our names.
For sure.
So that's good. Big League banter. Some somber news to get to on the big news, Big League news report.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie's officially gone.
Flying south to Cleveland.
Yeah. So south to Cleveland. Going to play with the team we shall not mention.
Yeah.
The name that will not be named.
Friend or foe, leaving your team for the team that beat you in playoffs.
From a fan perspective, foe.
Yeah.
From an Eddie perspective, maybe friend, because he thinks they're better. According to him, he thinks they're better. They got a better shot next year, is what his words.
We'll see how it plays out for Kevin Durant, Golden State. He left.
Yeah.
For Golden State.
Mm-hmm. So Eddie's gone, and the Jays still got to fill in some bats, fill in some spots for their lineup.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And
fill in some corner outfield spots.
It looks like it, and they don't know what to do. They're really debating on this Jose Bautista coming back thing.
Yeah.
Because there aren't a lot of options, allegedly, out there.
No.
So stay tuned for more of that.
What do you think? Joey Bats comes back?
I do. I think he'll be back. Yeah.
I think so, too.
They'll sign him exactly for his qualifying offer.
Yeah.
Or just a mil under, something like that.
Yeah, like 17 flat or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
The Leafs, before their break, before they had to take their mandatory five days off, were in a playoff spot.
Crazy.
Yeah. So now they're like 2 points, 4 points out because they're games behind.
Yeah.
Do they make the playoffs? Yes or no?
I think no, they barely miss playoffs.
I think they barely make playoffs.
Yeah?
If you look at their schedule, at their end of the season, they play a lot of division rivals. So that'll tell. I mean, that'll make or break, but I think it's going to come down to like the last three games, and they're going to squeak in. Austin Matthews is a stud.
Yeah. Good at hockey, too.
Freddie Anderson in net. Yeah. Stopping pucks.
Stopping
making bucks. And Frederick Gauthier, Freddy the Goat.
Yep. Playing games, scoring goals, winning draws.
Losing draws, too.
Yeah.
Lost a draw.
Killing penalties sometimes.
Football's into playoffs, Mark. Who's your team? Who's got your Super Bowl?
Green Bay.
You think the Pack?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a tough time betting against Aaron Rodgers.
Do you bet against Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Because you have a tough time doing it.
Yeah.
I think the...
Sometimes we got to do the tough things, though.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But no, I don't think Dallas.
I think the New England Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, okay. I mean, that's not a bold prediction by any means.
I think New England, Green Bay.
Can that happen?
Yes.
They don't face each other?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
New England, Green Bay.
I like that. Then we'll do a show based off that.
Should we make a bracket right now?
No.
Okay.
Raptors are starting to look like pretenders, not contenders.
No.
They've been losing to the top-ranked teams lately.
I got a problem with that.
What's your problem with that, Mark?
You can't... Did you hear Tim and Sid the other day?
No.
Tim called him Sid called him a pretender. Like...
They are.
You can't... You can beat... Okay, you're in second place because you beat the teams that are worse than you.
Yes, exactly. But they can't beat anyone better.
But you get blown out by Cleveland, San Antonio, Golden State... Houston, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How can you say you're going to make the NBA Finals?
You can't.
It won't happen.
No. So they've been ruining themselves, the Raptors. They were doing great. Now they're doing bad. So if you're a Raptors fan, tell them. Tweet Masai Ujiri and say, hey, Masai, get someone on the team. We need to win. This is brutal.
Yeah.
Now, for the biggest thing in all of...
The history of Big League Banter.
The history of Big League Banter. Like you said, Mark. Sorry for interrupting you there. You had it.
Oh, that's okay.
Soldier Boy versus Chris Brown. The boxing match.
Huge.
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 Let's get up the...
The fight card.
The fight card.
So, if you haven't heard, Chris Brown, Soldier Boy, got some beef.
Yep.
Not the kind you eat, either. The kind that gets in between a friendship. Now, I don't think they're actually friends, but I'm sure they were acquaintances at one point. Both fairly influential people in the rap game. Soldier Boy's song, Tell 'Em, Soldier Boy Tell 'Em.
Yep.
That is 10 years old this year. Yeah, 2007 was Soldier Boy. So,
and
they're going to fight.
He's got a tattoo where his unibrow would go.
Really?
Yeah. Look at that.
Is this his fight car?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to see his height and weight.
Build athletic.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
This is Soldier Boy.
So he is an athletic build.
Beautiful.
At a whopping 5'9", 148 pounds.
That is a frame. How is that athletic? Yeah, how is that an athletic build? That's a skinny build.
5'9", 148.
Wow.
And a he's lot of going people, up against...
That's ridiculous. That's
Chris Brown, a.k.a. Breezy.
Chris Breezy?
Yep.
I hope he's
from
athletic, too.
Pappahannock, Virginia. His build is also athletic.
Wow.
A little more stocky, 6'1", 181.
Okay, that's a little more athletic. I would consider that athletic. 6'1", 180, that's probably pretty athletic. 5'9", 148, not athletic.
Wow, he has a long dating record.
I heard he dated Rihanna?
Well, yeah, he beat up Rihanna.
Oh, God. Is he going to beat up Soldier Boy?
That is the question. This is his little bio thing here. Chris is a man with whom any girl can fall in love.
Wow, Chris. Hey, what about boys?
Boys could, too.
Wow, Chris.
You want to hear some of his notable...
Lisa Ann! Ooh, the porn star!
How do you know that?
It says right there, Lisa Ann.
Oh, it does say that. You're right. Okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, just reading. Duh.
Kelly Rowland. Great song, Knock You Down.
Isn't Kelly Rowland Regis and Kelly?
No.
Oh, it's Kelly Ripa.
Way different.
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton?
Whoa.
Oh.
Owner of the famous Hilton chain.
Lil Mama.
That could be anyone.
Really could.
Could be anyone that's little. And a mother.
Small mother.
Mm-hmm.
Keisha Shante. Canadian.
Keisha Shante's Canadian?
Apparently.
Wow, she's a singer, songwriter, model, actress, philanthropist, fashion icon.
That was 10 years ago.
Why don't you do a little less, Keisha? Huh?
Natasha Ellie, 2009. Look at all these in 2009. He had a big year.
Man.
Chris Fox. Rihanna, for about 5 years. Were they married?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, finally separated, March 2013.
That's crazy.
Also in 2013, gets right back on the horse, Keisha Kimball. Also in 2013, right back on the horse, Nia Ame.
So this was all right after he got divorced and allegations for beating his wife happened.
Yeah, oh, but wait. Okay, so Rihanna was 2007 to 2013, right?
Yeah, but there's so... dating... Why are there dating records?
In 2009, Erica Jackson, Natasha Ellie.
This got to be, this is fake news. This is fake news.
Natalie Nunn, Joanna Hernandez. That's
beautiful.
Six girls in 2009.
Chris Brown, not a role model.
No.
Not a role model for the kids listening. Not a role model.
It also says Karrueche Tran, an American model.
Wow.
From 2010 to 2015, while he was married to Rihanna from 2007 to 2013. Not quite sure how that's possible.
Well,
but
you know how it's possible. It's the age of the internet, man.
That guy has a lot on his plate, clearly.
He deserves to be beaten up, from the sounds of it.
Yeah, go Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
Team Soldier.
Team Boy. Soldier Boy.
Trying to...
So, let's make sure we keep tabs on that fight. That's a big one.
When's that going down?
I don't know. It's going down probably in the DMs, you know?
You think?
Probably. Minor league banter.
Yep.
The men's hockey team is playing their Dub C game today. Winter Carnival is headed over to the rec center to watch the men's hockey team play.
Yeah, we're calling the game, actually.
Are we?
Yeah.
What are we calling it?
Hockey.
We're calling it a good hockey game. That's what we're calling it.
That's what it is.
We should call it, Mark. Should call the game. Call it late for dinner. Who knows? So that is going to be exciting if you're headed over there. That's good.
Yeah, they play UQTR, the French team.
Ooh, that's fun. Yeah. French little road trip for the Frenchies.
Very good at hockey.
Are they?
Yep.
The women's hockey team. Men's basketball is hiring a team manager if you're looking for a job. It's exciting. I don't know what you'd do, but you'd manage.
Webb's looking for a job. Hook him up. Think?
Yeah, he could use a job. We have some curlers going off to the Junior Nationals. Yeah, round of a clap. Round of a clap. Give him some love. Athletes of the week.
Yeah, here we go.
Emily Woodhouse from the women's hockey team.
Tavon Coco.
Hopefully.
Men's basketball.
Men's basketball. Shout out, guys. Good for you. Minor league banter. Also, on a notable minor league level, the minor Adam, AAA Wolves, beat Kitchener on Wednesday night.
Nice.
Yeah. And we're going to laser tag tomorrow. Yeah, weekend plans. Can't wait to tell you.
Awesome.
That's a good segue. Let's get right into weekend plans. Have you talked to our AA meeting yet?
Yeah, we'll do that in a bit. He hasn't answered me yet.
All right, weekend plans. Marcus, what's your plans for the weekend?
Well, Troy, tomorrow, Raz.
Saturday,
yep.
The 14th.
Hopefully, barring no...
Friday the 13th.
Tragedy.
Related injuries.
Yes, today. Toronto Rock game tomorrow. Home opener.
Toronto Rock is the...
Lacrosse team. Toronto, NLL. Raz, and now me, because mutual friends. Have a couple buddies on the Rock. And they hooked us up some tickets. Look how sunny it is outside.
Friend of the show?
Yeah, friend of the show, Brad Cree.
Cree, man.
Creezer. He, plays on the Rock, so we're going to go. Thanks, Steve.
Steve, shout out. Thanks for liking the sweaters, man. You can get one, yeah. Send us a check for, what were these, $40?
Yeah.
$40, and we'll send you two sweaters.
One sweater.
We'll send them two, right off our backs.
Yeah, true that. Toronto Rock game, staying over there after.
Yep, love it.
Thanks. See what they get up to, the Toronto Rock folk.
Hey, the Toronto Rock, never been. Heard good things though.
Fun time.
Really
fun
they
time.
Play music through the whole show.
It's like basketball played on a field, artificial field, of course.
I don't. What is that reference? It's played in a hockey rink with turf.
Artificial field. Turf.
Yeah, but. Why is basketball? The style of play?
Yeah, high scoring, they play music.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. It's an event.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have cheerleaders that...
Yeah, they do.
...just dance all over the place.
Yep.
So, what do you think? Over or under 3,000 people?
Over.
Over 3,000?
Yeah.
You're going to tip them over. You going, 3,001, boom.
Never know.
You never know.
Definitely going to have to listen to the attendance, though, because... We don't know.
Yeah, you let us know next week. Stay tuned, guys. Big, riveting stuff for next week.
We're going to have a lot of stories next week.
Yeah, big time.
Big Friday the 20th next week. Huge day.
Wow. One of the biggest in the histories of the 20th.
And of the Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Troy?
I was waiting for you.
Waiting for you to ask?
Glad you asked, Mark. This weekend, it's a kind of a small, a low-key weekend for me. But... Like I said, yeah, Saturday, 10:40, I'm going to show up, Laser Quest, Victoria Street Kitchen, 11 o'clock, I'm going to be shooting 10-year-olds with a laser, pew, pew, pew. I'm so excited, I'm ecstatic, can't wait to run around with these munchkins of mine that I have.
Your little Troys?
My little Troys, yeah, a couple beauties.
Yeah.
Couple gems. We're going to laser tag, a little team building activity,
yep.
A little pizza afterwards.
Nice.
I don't know what I'm more excited for, the pizza or the laser tag, but...
Why not both?
Well, I'm excited for both, but I don't know which one I'm more excited for.
Gotcha.
Love a good slice of Zaw, but I also love a good game of laser tag.
You love shooting miners with your laser gun.
Yes. Well, so I'm really excited for laser tag. Have you played laser tag?
Yeah.
In a while, though.
About 2 years.
2 years? Wow, mine's like at least six.
Really?
Maybe more.
Yeah, no,
it's
we went
a while.
One time on Victoria. Good venue.
Is it?
Big.
The arena?
Yeah.
Wow. I can't wait.
Multiple floors?
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's crazy.
I'm actually so excited.
I might show up.
Man, 11 o'clock. Be there. Williams fans,
We'll be there. Now, autograph session. Laser tag, Victoria Street.
I'll have my Sharpie with me. Never leave home without it. Ever.
And for the Russians, send us over some postcards or something. We'll
Mail it to our
send it back.
P.O. Box address.
You're going to have to put a rush on it, obviously, for us to get it, but that's okay. Yeah, sorry about that. I blew it.
Mark, you blew it again. Oh, Mark.
All right, should we play a song?
Yeah, we should.
Break up this segment, yeah. Wait for our AA guy to come.
Yeah, hopefully he's coming. We got an AA meeting.
Impart some wisdom.
Impart some wisdom on you folks.
He might just be coming over the phone, but that's okay.
That's all right. That's better. Nobody wants to see his face.
Nope. So this is... Let's play Billy Joel.
Yeah, Billy Joel.
Play a little Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire.
It was already burning.
It was already burning. We didn't start it.
Here we go. See you on the other side.
Peace. Hey, guys. That was segment three.
Trois.
We'll see you for segment four soon. Mark.
Start the fire. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. It was already burning.
It's already burning. Hey guys, that was segment
three. Here we go. See you on the other side. Walk. Peace.
So our video couldn't be posted, Mark, because you said, oh, let's play some music clip.
Ooh, hey, Jacobs.
So how do I get the segment to, how do I load, like it's not going to load at all? Or can
no,
we just,
it didn't load for me.
On fire and load bangers, that's awesome. Post video anyways.
Who is Ben saying no thank you to?
I don't know.
Want to ice skate? Okay. Look at Billy Joel, man. What a fucking boss.
First segment one. 420 people reached.
420?
420.
Segment one?
Yeah, no, it's segment two. What kind of...
White fire.
What?
White fire.
Oh my god.
Don't know how to eat them.
You're not playing the drop.
We gotta have a long segment for a couple songs. 4 minutes. Should I try to call Adams right now? Go.
Billy Joel is a legend.
Legend.
We Didn't Start the Fire. What?
Yeah, Mike.
It's on.
Hey.
Billy Joel, legend. Absolutely beautician. So, that was...
Do this AA meeting.
That was Billy Joel. He's the piano man. He's one of the greats.
I have no idea.
And
nothing like nothing
that
like
was. Off. I'm blown away. I'm blown away by Billy Joel. I don't know what you do. So today, the inaugural celebration, we have our first AA meeting.
First ever AA meeting.
Yeah, first ever. So the AA meeting is inspired by Alex Adams, AA himself.
Yep.
And it's just a conversation about life, some life advice, some greatness. So Adams, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
We're glad to have you here.
First of all, how are you feeling?
Yeah, how's your day?
Oh, rough night, guys. One night at pub.
You went to pub last night?
Yeah, I popped in to a couple of friends, having a couple of drinks.
And now we're here having an AA meeting with you.
Isn't that ironic?
So Adams, do you really think that was the most appropriate use of your time last night?
Absolutely not.
All right, well, the first step is admitting you have a problem.
This is more than one problem.
Do you want to talk about it?
I don't know. That's just the first time you notice. Okay.
Yeah.
We won't get too deep.
Yeah, we'll keep it light and breezy today.
Yep.
So today, let's talk about another thing that you got going on with the AA meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Big game against the French school.
Yep.
How's it going to be?
You know, I play the truth, I don't know. Because by, based on this morning, not so much.
That's all right.
They got a good team, eh?
Yeah, strong team, but who cares about sports?
Hey, I saw you in the gym yesterday. Let's talk about your skipping and your commitment to skipping. Not skipping lifts, I'm talking about skipping ropes. Yeah. Well, no, they're looking good. The other thing I want to talk to you, what's your favorite drink?
Favorite drink? Are we talking hot drinks or cold drinks?
It's your favorite. We're talking both because this is the Fire and Ice show. Ooh,
nice.
Barks has bite. Love it.
Ice cream in it or no?
You know, we could I get that one, but just like as a refresher, a Barks root beer.
Yeah.
It goes down nice.
Love it. Nice. Love Barks root beer. That's good. And hot drinks?
Yeah, what about a hot drink?
Hot drink? You know, I'm a big apple cider fan. I don't tell many people I don't buy them.
Well, guess what? You just told about 1,000 people.
You know what's really good with apple cider? Whiskey.
Whiskey and apple cider?
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, or rum. Alcohol and apple cider is delicious.
Huh.
Yeah. So, Adams, what? 2017. All right, new year, new you, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's hot for 2017? What's the thing for 2017? Our fans have been asking. They want to know.
You know what? I think it's nail chokers.
Yes. Big time. Nail chokers. You heard it here first. Nail chokers. Hot. 2017.
You know what? I saw it in the night. It looked good. I'm going to have to go on my
shop. No.
And you saw a nail choker the other night?
Yeah, I saw it in the pub. I saw a nail choker. No kidding.
And now you're into him. Hey, the only way to start a thing is to do it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
There's no time like the present.
And if you're not a trendsetter, you're a follower.
Yes. Hey, and there's nothing wrong with being a follower of Williams & Williams, though.
Nope. That's true.
It's all good stuff. And so what's out for 2017? If chokers are in, Adams, what's out for 2017? Selfie sticks.
Wow. Bold.
Wow.
Bold.
I could see it being done too, actually.
Yeah. People's arms are getting longer. It's a fact.
Evolution.
You're going to be candid now. Be candid to 2017.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So selfie sticks out, candid photos in for 2017.
And that's big news because, like, you were a big selfie stick guy.
Oh, check out the Instagram. There's a 5 to 10 good selfie sticks.
Yep.
Wow.
Exposed.
See, and this is why we have these AA meetings.
Yeah.
To realize that we all have problems and there's always solutions.
Mm-hmm. You learn a lot about yourself.
Hey.
In these AA meetings.
Yeah.
Don't doubt it. Yeah.
All right, Adams, thank you for joining us on the inaugural AA meeting.
Next week, we'll have to get
him in. Sounds like we're getting it canned.
Get him in studio next week.
Yeah, maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so have a good day. Have a good luncheon.
We'll
see you. We'll see you with your choker.
Always a pleasure.
Take care. Oh, take out the garbage.
Nice. Good call. So that was our AA meeting, you know? It's always good to help people out during those AA meetings.
Yeah, he's going through a tough time.
Yeah, and we just want to be there for you. So if anyone else has any situations they want us to talk to them about or deal with, let us know.
I also saw Mike on.
Yeah, I did too. So let us know, and we'll. We'll help you out. We'll let you call in. We'll have other segments of AA. Hey, maybe if your initials are BF, we'll have a BF meeting.
Yeah.
Best friend meeting.
Best friend meeting.
Maybe if your initials are FF, we'll have a Friday's Five meeting.
There you go.
We'll give you 5 tips on how to improve your life.
On Friday.
On Friday.
Love it.
Thanks.
No problem.
Let's get to our Friday spot. How about we do that?
Yeah, why not?
Or should we play a song?
Let's play a song, break it up a little.
Yeah, let's play a song.
And then we'll finish strong with some Friday spot.
Mm-hmm.
Which so you're not going to want to miss.
No, stay tuned for Friday's 5. It's a classic. So this is our next song.
Yeah, which we obviously had to play during Fire and Ice.
Great, greatest dance song of all time.
You think?
Stolen as well, apparently, allegedly. Who knows?
Yeah, heard that too.
Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Sorry, guys. You're going to have to turn the songs on yourself, and I'll have to play them. Classic.
Happens. I got 3 Snapchats during that AA meeting.
People love it. We can't stop the fire. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. There you go. Love it. Thanks. Maddie Phillips needs AA. Mark, does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff. It's real stuff. It's just me. Oh, we gotta talk about her campus.
Hmm?
Her campus.
Yes. And Dirk's Bentley, new video today.
Oh, yeah? Dirk's the man. We can't stop the fire. Burning up.
Kona. Not to be mistaken with Coney.
What was Coney again?
That guy
some
that was
dictator or something?
Kidnapping little kids or whatever.
Allegedly.
I heard it turned out to be a hoax.
Did it?
That's what I got told.
Fake.
Like a real, like, Nikon.
DSLR.
Yeah, one of those.
We want to do a photo shoot. We want to be a photo shoot for you guys. For us.
GQ, actually, I think.
Yeah. No, we want to take some photos for Facebook and Instagram so that we look a little more professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let us know. If you have any questions, tweet us, Instagram, Twitter.
We'll even let you do it for free.
Yeah. We will honor your presence enough that you can do it for free. You don't have to pay us even. It's a great...
And you can be a guest on the show if you want.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
If your initials are cool.
Yeah, you gotta have cool initials, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So welcome back to Williams and Williams in the Morning on Radio Laurier. Mm-hmm. You can check us out on Instagram, at willysworld_2. Twitter, Mark.
Willdog30, 2 G's.
Troy T. Willis, _7. Or you can find us on Facebook, at Williams Mornings. Thanks for listening online. Well, we can rent a camera at the Wilf office.
No way.
Yeah. The Dalai Lama hooking us up with some advice.
Dolly, my man.
That's awesome.
Thanks, brother. AD.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Attention deficit segment. We'll just ask random questions constantly and never get answers to them. That'd be awesome. That'd be a good segment.
Perfect.
Love it.
Let's do it.
So we're going to get into our Friday's Five.
Yep.
If you don't know, this is where we tell you five things from a list of things that are topical at that point in time.
Yep.
To relate to Friday's Five.
Really anything we want.
This week's sponsor is Mother Nature. I don't know what I'm doing with my weather, but you have to put up with it.
Yep.
Thank you, Mother Nature, for sponsoring us.
Appreciate it, Mother Nature.
Yeah, love it. Thanks. So, this week's Friday Five. Five ways to keep warm, but stay cool.
Both important things.
Yeah.
Especially around this time of year.
So when we were making this list, Mark, I didn't realize that you were trying to put things as a joke on here that aren't actually cool, but will keep you warm.
Yes.
And I was trying to take it seriously. And I kept shooting you down because I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Why, it's not cool.
Yeah.
And then when I got home, I was like, oh, that's what Mark was getting at.
We need to have better communication.
Yeah, yeah. You should have told me, like, no. Like, it's not supposed to be cool. It's Friday's Five. So we can change some of these, because some of these things are actually pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Okay, well, number five.
A quilt.
All right, get your grandma, get your mom, get your dad, get your grandpa, get someone who knows how to sew.
Or you know what? Get your own two hands.
Yeah, just figure it. Learn how to sew. Learn how to knit.
I'm sick of the put-downs.
Make yourself a quilt, okay? There's nothing cooler than a homemade quilt wrapped around your body as you walk through campus.
And you can make your own little squares.
Yeah. Well, that's what a quilt is.
Yeah, sew whatever you want on there.
It can be creative. Get creative. You can put pictures of your dog on it.
Kona.
Cat.
Riggins.
Pictures of your favorite animal. Lion.
Bear.
Pictures of activities you like to do. Snowshoeing.
Crossword puzzles.
Boom. You just made yourself a quilt. And that's going to keep you cool. Keep you warm, but keep you cool at the same time.
How cool would be a crossword puzzle quilt?
That you could fill out?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Hey, don't steal our ideas, people. Number four. An itchy scarf.
For sure.
There's nothing like an itchy scarf to keep you warm, but keep you cool.
Scarves are in right now.
Yeah.
I don't have a scarf, but I'm not in.
I own one scarf. I hate scarves. They're itchy.
Me too.
But I did wear a t-shirt the other day with a jacket, and I put a scarf on.
Mm-hmm.
It helped a lot.
Did it?
Yeah.
The warmness?
Well, like, yeah, like the, you know how your jacket's not, like, tight against your neck?
Yeah.
So some cold air gets in there, and you feel the coldness, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Boom, scarf, revolutionized that. No longer.
Really?
But it was itchy.
Yeah. You gotta deal with the itch, man.
You gotta deal with the itch. So, to keep warm but stay cool, itchy scarves.
You wanna do this one?
Yeah, this is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Number three, carry around hot liquid. There's nothing cooler than holding a burning cup of hot coffee, water, tea, hot chocolate, vodka. If you want to heat up vodka, go ahead. In your hand, scalding your hand, scalding your mouth as you drink it. But
you're cool.
Yeah. Like, you see people who are walking around with cans of something. Not pop, usually, but like a coffee cup.
Yeah, like
or
a
mug.
Like a thermos.
Yeah. You're like, man, that guy, that person... He's busy. He's productive.
Yes.
He looks like he's got his life together.
Yes.
He is cool.
Yeah.
And
keeping warm.
Keeping warm because of the hot liquid.
I agree with it completely.
This should have been number one. But.
No. Batter always has like a big hot tea or something with him.
You're going to need to explain who Batter is to
me. Batter, my roommate, Lucas Bat. Shout out Batter if you're listening.
Yeah.
Shout out friends of Batter.
I love batter. Cake batter?
Listen to Odie's. Cake batter.
He
always has a big tea.
He loves tea?
And
what
he
kind
eats,
of tea?
I don't know.
What kind of, I like tea. Tea's good tea.
I don't know.
If you like tea, let us know.
But, and it always looks like he's doing something. Like, oh, where are you off to now, batter, you know?
And he's just chilling with his tea.
Yeah.
But he probably looks sick. Probably looks super cool.
Yes. Very cool. Warm. Cool.
Awesome.
Number two. Layers. You gotta wear layers.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, how many layers is too many layers?
Yeah.
Because you want to look cool, and you got to be warm.
Exactly.
But.
So where's the line?
There's a fine line.
Where's the warm and the cool line meet? Where do they separate?
Mine's three.
Three layers?
Three, four layers, too many.
So.
Three layers, good.
Shirt.
Sweater, jacket. I'm good with.
Three? That's
yeah.
Three layers?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you can throw a fourth in. A scarf would count as a layer.
You think?
Yeah. Or maybe you'd wear an undershirt under your shirt.
Like a white beater?
Yeah. People don't see it, so maybe you're still cool.
Could be. I don't know.
But yeah, three to four is a good layer amount. You go over four and you're getting obnoxious.
Yeah. And then the trouble is, though, so you got to, say you got to walk to class or something.
Mm.
You got to bundle up, layer up. But then underneath all those layers, you start sweating a bit.
You know what the worst for that is? Christmas shopping and going to the mall.
Yeah.
You gotta park a mile away.
Yeah.
You're walking in the freezing cold to get there.
For sure.
Then as soon as you get in the mall, it's 90 plus degrees and you're in South Florida.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. You're walking around, power shopping, carrying things, moving. Eh.
Maybe,
leaking.
Maybe try on a shirt.
Sweating.
You gotta take your other shirt off.
Oh my goodness.
Kind of sticky. It's like sticky to you.
Yep. Mark, that might have been the best fake striptease I have ever seen.
Well, it wasn't much of a striptease.
It was a tease, I'll tell you what.
Looked like I was
You
dying.
Talking about being sweating and taking your shirt off? Oh, what a tease, Marcus. What a tease.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, it is. It's always hot in here.
Hot in here? Why do we play hot in here?
Wow. Maybe we can. Maybe that could be the song of the day. We do have 20 minutes left. All right, number one on Friday's Five. So to recap, quilt. Make it yourself. Get someone else to make it. Or buy it, but quilts are in.
Yep.
Four, an itchy scarf.
Very important.
Very important. Fashionable right now, but annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, carrying around hot liquid. Doesn't matter what it is, just carry it around in a mug, thermos type apparatus.
Even
people.
In a Tim Hortons cup.
Well, yeah.
Recycle your Tim Hortons cups.
Mm-hmm. Those
Throw
are
whatever
recycled.
You want in there. Throw water in there.
Just reuse it.
Yes.
But
it'll look cool.
Make sure it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be cool.
Yep.
Instantly cool. Instant cool factor.
Look at that cool guy over there with the thermos.
Yeah.
And a scarf.
Is he eating soup? Wow. What a cool guy.
I want to be friends with that guy.
Yes. Number two, layers. And we're not talking about onions. No. We're talking about clothing layers.
Yep. Same concept.
We're not talking about personality. We're not talking about a story that you write with a bunch of different layers. We're talking about clothing.
Cake. Batter.
Cake layers. Batter. Shout out Batter and his friends. Stories.
That layered thing called the dessert.
Layered cheesecake.
Nah, I forget what it's called.
14 layers of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Layers
your clothes, though. How many's too many? 3 to 4 is a good number. Over 4, you're stretching it. Under 3, you're not wearing layers. I'm sorry.
No.
I wouldn't count
two.
A shirt and a jacket as layers. That's just...
That's just...
It's not layers.
Clothing.
That's just, yeah, clothing.
Number one?
Turn on a fireplace or make a fire. Nothing says, hey, I'm cool, than making your own fire.
Yeah. From trees.
Trees, yeah. I guess, did you know you need oxygen to make a fire?
Yeah, from the trees.
Mm-hmm. All of fire-producing materials come from trees.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
See? Friend. You like fires?
Yeah, I'm back in. I'm back into the friend.
You called fire... Let's back up a little here. You called fire a friend... But trees a foe.
Yep. And I stand by that.
But there is no fire without trees.
Exactly. You see why I did it?
No.
Me neither. So yeah, turn a fireplace on. Nothing says keep me warm, but I'm going to be cool than having some company over, turning on a fireplace and saying, hey, let's snuggle up.
Yep.
That's so cool.
I've had to decline that invitation from you once or twice.
But the one third time when you accepted it, that was pretty fun, huh? So yeah, turn on a fireplace or make your own fire. That's one way, the most important way,
mm-hmm.
to keep warm, but stay cool.
But practice
Safe fire.
Safe fires.
Yeah, you want to make sure when you're the friction you're causing to create a fire, you're being safe with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Practice safe firing.
Firing?
Always have a bucket
firing
of...
You're fired, but be safe.
Yeah. Practice safe firing. Yeah. Be respectful.
Be respectful. Friday's Five, brought to you by...
Do you remember, Mark?
Nope.
We were sponsored by Her Campus.
Were we?
No, but we're going to be now.
Thank you, Her Campus.
Yeah.
Also, if anyone from Her Campus is listening still, Troy wants a hoodie, a sweatshirt.
Yeah. 100% I want one.
Get him a pink one.
Give me a blue one. Pink. Red.
And we'll see you at Her Campus
annual meeting. Yeah, we're hosting.
Yeah,
we're the DJing and host of the event.
Yep. Also, free drinks for us, I heard.
Yeah.
Thanks, girls.
It's going to be a blast. I heard we're getting Subway, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're really going all out.
Nice. Yes. Our agent must have done some good...
Free drinks, free Subway, and we get to host the event.
Unbelievable. And free hoodies.
And free hoodies. It's going to be unreal.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. When is it again?
Next weekend, I think.
Yeah, I'm available.
We'll talk about that more, though, on next week's show.
100%. We'll see.
Maybe we'll even have one on in.
Maybe we will. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not, though. But we'll see. We don't know. There's no way of knowing what will happen next week.
Honestly, time tells all.
We don't have the technology.
Technology is not our strong suit.
Okay, should we play a song?
Yeah,
Come back.
Let's get into a song. So if you're listening on Facebook, pull up YouTube and throw on...
What should we do?
Ring of Fire, Friday. What do we miss?
Hot in here.
Hot in here? Throw on whatever song you want, but make sure it has something to do with ice or fire.
Yeah.
So here's some suggestions. Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash. Friday by Ice Cube.
The clean version.
The clean
version. Or if you're listening at home, it can be dirty.
Cold Water by Biebs.
Mm-hmm.
It's Getting Hot in Here
hot
by Nelly.
By Nelly.
Or just Google songs about ice, and you'll find your own.
Yep.
If you're listening on Radio Laurier, here is Ring of Fire by Johnny the Cash Man.
The Man in Black.
The Man in Black. Picture. Go to our Instagram, you'll see what we're talking about. Me and Mark are skating together. We're having a good time.
That's actually us.
Actually us.
For real.
We know how to figure skate. Well, we know how to skate.
Yeah.
So that is actually us.
Figure skating can't be that hard, eh?
No.
No way. Anyone can do that.
So, Mark, what did we learn?
We learned that... A. Do not wear dress shoes to the bar when it is icy out.
No. Oh, I learned that too a while ago, actually.
Yeah, hear that, Mom? Troy fell too.
No. Well, I didn't wear them to the bar, but I wore dress shoes to a hockey game.
Of course.
That I was coaching, and I had to go on the ice to help a child in need of such. And it is not easy to walk on ice with dress shoes.
No traction on that.
Yeah. So don't do it, people. That's something to learn. What else did we learn, Mark? There's got to be more. You had quite an incident.
Don't walk home from the bar alone.
That's actually a pretty good tip, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, don't walk home from the bar alone. Why didn't you just take a cab? I mean, it was cold. It was winter.
We won't get into details.
All right.
What else did we learn? Don't...
I learned how to look productive. And
yep.
I think I'm going to always carry around a planner or some type of notebook that makes me look busy now.
Yep.
Like even when I'm at home with my parents so they don't get on me, if I'm carrying a workbook or like schoolwork of some kind, they're like, oh, he's...
They don't even...
He's busy.
They don't even bat an eye.
No, he's busy. I'm not going to ask him to do anything. He's busy.
Exactly.
So that's...
That's
great.
I learned not to jokingly ask the nurse... If it's going to be with a staple gun when she says, you're going to have to get your head stapled.
Isn't it a staple gun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Found out pretty quickly that it's just literally a staple gun.
So when you asked jokingly, was she like mad at you or just like, no, man, sorry?
No, I just said, oh, what does he use? A staple gun? I was trying to keep things light in my hospital wing, you know?
Yeah.
She said, yep. And walked away. So I was kind of terrified.
I, I had to get my shoulder popped in one time when I dislocated it.
Yeah.
And I made a joke to the nurse about lions in the jungle and why are they the king of the jungle? And I went on this thing, and she, when I woke up and was actually coherent with this, she was like, "What were you talking about with this lion thing?" And I was like, "I don't know." And I hit on her.
What you put for your...
Yeah.
For your class.
You do a look, check up.
Yeah. I was reading it like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
When the prof... So we have a class together, and I wrote a big spiel on why lions shouldn't be the king of the jungle, but then, yeah, like, flipped it into, like, oh, no, they're actually the perfect king because they're lazy and don't do anything.
Yeah.
And so in class, the prof brings up, she was like, yeah, like, I was kind of confused by a bunch of people. Like, they were supposed to be bios about yourself, but... some people just wrote, like, random stories that didn't even make sense. And I was like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, that was
definitely me. So pretty proud of that moment. That's for dang sure.
For sure.
For sure. So we learned a lot today. You know what else we learned?
Mm-hmm.
Scarves.
Yep.
Keep you warm.
Keep you warm.
We learned that the selfie stick is out.
Yep.
2017.
Officially.
Officially. And that, what's in?
Male chokers.
Male chokers. I am so excited for that trend.
Oh, pumped.
Oh.
We'll see.
Ecstatic, almost.
We'll see what happens with that, because part of me is a little skeptical.
You don't think male chokers are in?
I don't think they have what it takes. I don't think they got the legs.
Honestly, it might work.
Who knows in this crazy world?
It's just a tight necklace, no?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I guess that really is the problem. Thanks.
What else we learned? Quilts are some of the most customizable
bed sheeting, etc. You can have.
Yeah. You know, actually, I don't want to keep bringing up Batter here, but Batter's new bed sheet is a quilt.
No way.
It has denim pockets. So it's like someone literally cut right like this.
Yeah.
And sewed it into a quilt.
So you can use the pockets as pockets?
So if he is like cold at night, he can stick his hands in these pockets.
Is it on the inside of the bed?
No, the outside.
Well, so but then your arms are cold.
Well, not if you're wearing a long sleeve. I guess you could flip it over, but then like...
That's how I would do it.
The little... the little...
Oh, those little... Rivets.
Would kind of be uncomfortable, I would think. But also, like, you can store things in that...
That's
in the pockets, your car keys, some money.
That's so funny.
Yeah. It's actually pretty cool.
I just washed my bed sheets.
What else did we learn? We actually just learned that Mark Shapiro might be on board for
getting Jose back. And Mark, you weren't happy about that.
We got a call.
We got a call from
during Johnny Cash.
Yep.
And yeah.
Keep going.
What else did we learn?
That's about it, honestly.
Weapon of the Week. What do you think?
Oh! Weapon of the Week! So, we were sitting in the science atrium together and writing up a little ideas, some ideas for today's show.
Yep.
And our Weapon of the Week just dropped into our lap, strolled on by. gritty individual.
Walked right into our life.
Yeah, gritty individual. Long hair.
Yep.
Long beard.
Yes.
T-shirt that didn't fit.
No.
Not at all.
Not one bit. Probably did once upon a time.
Yeah, once upon a time. And a little, how do we phrase this correctly?
He had basically a raccoon on his head.
Yo, he had a raccoon hat on. Man, this guy was set for the weather, really. Just smart.
Yeah.
And he,
that's another thing we probably should have done for keeping you warm and cool.
Raccoon hats.
Yeah.
Always. But he had a barrel sticking out the bottom of his t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, big time barrel.
Good guy.
Yeah, I
mean, just enjoying life or anything, but that's what's important.
Anyone who walks through the atrium like that, mad props. Who's?
Literally no one.
Well, I'm sorry, it's 10:56.
Yeah, all right, we're going to play our final song. Song of the day, Ice Cube, clean version, Friday. Have fun. See you Facebook Live. We're done. Or maybe not. Maybe not. We'll see. How do you guys feel about it? I've been